we have a Target Your Resume workshop on Tuesday evening, the 21st, from 6:30 to 8 p.m. We also have an interviewing skills workshop coming up on Thursday, January 23rd, from 1:30 to 3 p.m. That will be taught by two human resources professionals. Basically, you never get a second chance to make a first impression. They will teach the participants how to prepare for job interviews, how to make an excellent first impression, the types of questions that employers like to be asked, how to answer some tough questions, and they also will do a little bit of interviewing practice with the attendees.
What's the most common mistake people make when they're looking for a job?
Thinking of their resume as a diary of their life. People have to think of a resume now as a marketing tool to enable you to get an interview, not to kind of spill everything you've done. You really have to hone your skills towards the specific job you're applying for.
Do you think too many people just sit in front of the computer and send out resumes without developing a target-specific goal?
Yes, definitely. You really have to network, find people within an organization that can help you. And you have to have a plan. You have to do research upfront to find out what the needs are of the companies, are the organizations you're applying to, and how you can solve their problems, fill their needs, create profit for them, those kinds of things.
What will people learn in the interviewing skills workshop? You mentioned that earlier. That's one of the most difficult parts of landing that perfect job.
How to combat nervousness, how to, again, present yourself well to employers, how to put yourself in the mind of an employer, how to dress, how to avoid nervous habits, how to prepare knowledgeable questions to ask an employer when you're interviewing.
That's really important to have some questions. Do your homework about the company you're going to apply to.
Absolutely.
You're wrapping up the program with a job fair on January 30th from 1 until 5, and you'll have 50 employers ready to hire. Who will be there, and what should people bring along?
Some of the employers that are going to be there are Aerotech, 3M, Convergys, Western Southern Life, Mazak, Furniture Fair, Signode, Aetna Building Maintenance, the Cincinnati Fire Department.
Wow.
We have 49 employers, so this is an employer-only job fair, basically. People should bring hard copies of their resumes. They should come dressed for success. Just to let you know as well, the library is sponsoring 4 pre-job fair prep sessions beginning at noon. You could either come at noon or at 12:30 and meet with a career coach who will kind of review how to navigate the job fair successfully if you've never been to one before.
You can find out how to get more information about the job fair and job search assistance programming at the Covington branch of the Kenton County Library on our website at wnku.org under local news. Natalie Rupert, thank you for the information this morning.
Thank you, Matt.